USA News, I'm Lance Pry. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken met with Palestinian Authority President Mahmoud Abbas in an unannounced visit to the West Bank yesterday. Later in the day, he traveled to Iraq. Giving a press conference in Baghdad, Blinken says he believes progress is being made to keep the conflict regional, but has a warning for Iran.
We will take every necessary step to protect our people. We're not looking for conflict with Iran. We've made that very clear. But we'll do what's necessary to protect our personnel, be they military or civilian.
An investigation is underway after five people were injured during a shooting at a motorcycle rally in Galveston, Texas. Police say shots were fired late Saturday night as crowds for the Lone Star Rally gathered in the historic district known as the Strand. The condition of the five is unknown at this time. One person of interest has been detained but not yet charged. There's no word on what led up to the shooting or how many people actually pulled out a gun. Galveston is about 50 miles southeast of Houston in the Gulf of Mexico. After daylight savings time ended yesterday for 48 American states, that extra hour of sleep you got last night may not be as beneficial as you think.
Daylight saving time has left the building. According to sleep researchers, time changes both forward and back can disrupt sleep schedules, potentially worsening sleep deprivation, impacting both sleep quantity and quality. Chronic sleep deprivation can lead to increased stress hormones, heart rate, and inflammation, affecting multitasking, alertness, and even your balance. I'm Skip Kelly.
A judge has ruled a teacher, Abigail Zwerner, who was shot by her six-year-old student, can proceed with a $40 million lawsuit against Virginia school officials for failing to act on warnings. The Newport News School Board argued she was only entitled to workman's compensation because the injuries happened at work. USA News.
The inventor and CEO of MyPillow is always looking for ways to solve everyday problems. Have you ever picked up a towel set because it felt really soft in the store, but then when you go to use it, it's not very absorbent? It's basically a towel that's leaving you out to dry. That's why MyPillow has developed the MyPillow towels. Towels that work. I know, it's mind-blowing. Towels that actually dry you. The six-piece towels that includes two bath towels, two hand towels, and two washcloths. They come in a variety of colors, and right now you can receive a six-piece set for only $39.98 with promo code USA. Go to MyPillow.com right now and click on the radio listener special. MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and they have a 60-day money-back guarantee. To receive this amazing offer on the six-piece set of MyPillow towels, just go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, and enter promo code USA or call 800-951-8175. That's MyPillow.com, promo code USA.
Presidential candidate Donald Trump is scheduled to take the stand in the Trump Organization's civil trial in Manhattan today.
Trump's sons, Eric and Donald Trump Jr., testified last week in the trial that accuses the Trump Family Organization of inflating their wealth to obtain better loans. Ivanka Trump will testify Wednesday, November 8th. After court last week, Judge Arthur Engoron barred the lawyers from discussing his interactions with his clerk under threat of serious sanctions. I'm Dave Collins.
Refugees trying to exit Gaza in the Middle East met a closed Rafah crossing into Egypt since Saturday.
Efforts to resume evacuations of injured Gazans and foreign nationals through the Rafah crossing to Egypt were underway on Sunday after being suspended due to a deadly attack on an ambulance. Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas demanded an immediate Israeli ceasefire during a meeting with U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken, and Gaza's health ministry reported at least 47 casualties in a strike on a refugee camp overnight. The Rafah crossing is the sole exit point from Gaza not controlled by Israel, and evacuations began under an internationally brokered deal last Wednesday. I'm Skip Kelly.
Elon Musk is debuting Grok, the first prototype from his new AI company, xAI. The company says it's modeled on The Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy and is witty and has a rebellious streak. During the early beta phase, only a small number of users will have access to use the chatbot for now. Lance Pry, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.